This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandha with the news, the headlines first. Local level by-election underway. Voting continues peacefully in 32 districts for 41 vacant government positions. World AIDS Day being marked today by organizing various awareness programs. World Health Organization calls for urgent focus on reaching all affected by HIV to end AIDS. And Israeli military attack kills 40 people in Gaza. Now the news in detail. Voting for the local level by-election has started this morning. The voting began at 7 a.m. and it will continue till 5 p.m. today. Currently, voting is underway across 32 districts in Nepal for 41 vacant local government positions in the by-elections. The by-election is conducted for the post of a mayor and a deputy mayor at the respective municipality, two chairs and four vice chairs of rural municipalities, and 33 ward chairs totaling 41 posts. In Kathmandu's Kritipur municipality, voting is ongoing for the mayor and two ward chair positions. Local authorities inform that 30% of the votes have been cast so far. Meanwhile, in Jajarkot's Nalgarh municipality, 5,324 votes have been cast so far for the deputy mayor's position, while 592 votes have been cast for the ward chair position in Kuse Rural Municipality, Ward 7. Likewise, in Bajra's Swami Karthik Khappa Rural Municipality, voting began at 7 a.m. with 2,000 people having voted so far. Swami Karthik Khappa Rural Municipality has a total of 7,458 registered voters. In Gulmi's Musikot Municipality, 1,160 votes have been cast so far in the by-election for the ward chair position. Voting has been peaceful at all three polling stations. In Hetauda Sub-Metropolitan City Ward 12, voting for the ward chair position has seen 2,500 votes cast so far. The ward has 8,053 registered voters. In Gorkha Municipality Ward 5, about 20% of votes have been cast with two polling centers set up across three locations with a total of 2,225 registered voters. Similarly, in Kanchanpur's Bhimdatta Municipality, 1,800 people have voted so far, with a total of 5,434 voters in the ward. In Udaipur, 600 votes have been cast in Belaka Municipality, Ward 9, and 1,100 votes have been cast in Ward 12 of Triyuga Municipality. According to the Chief Election Officer's office in Bajang, 4,712 votes have been cast so far in Surma Rural Municipality. Similarly, in the by-election of Rukum Paschim Saniberi Rural Municipality 5, a total of 43% votes have been cast so far, representing 623 voters. The ward has a total of 1,434 registered voters. The Election Commission has confirmed that voting is proceeding peacefully in all other districts as well, with adequate security personnel deployed at polling stations. Similarly, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development, Prakash Mansingh, voted at the Yubak Secondary School polling station at Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Ward No. 16 in the local level by-election today. In his brief remarks after casting vote, Minister Singh said all the voters should enthusiastically take part in the voting to make democracy stronger, as election is the beautiful aspect of democracy. The 37th World AIDS Day is being marked by organizing public awareness programs across the country today. The theme of the World AIDS Day for this year is Take the Right Path, My Health, My Right. The public awareness programs are being organized at the initiative of National AIDS and Sexual Disease Control Center. Director at the center, Dr. Sarvesh Sharma, informed that the HIV transmission declined by 91% by 2023. Meanwhile, Nepal is one of the countries which has seen decline in HIV spread by 75%. The National AIDS and Sexual Disease Control Center added, similar success was achieved in Kenya, Malawi and Zimbabwe. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization stated that for ending AIDS, all the countries need to prioritize and reach everyone who is at risk for AIDS or affected by HIV. President Ramchandra Podal has sworn in four newly appointed ambassadors to represent Nepal in various countries. The newly sworn in ambassadors are Lok Darshan Rigmi for the United States of America, Dr. Sher Rupa Kheti for Germany, Dr. Naresh Bikram Thakal for Saudi Arabia, and Chitra Lekha Yadav for Australia. The oath-taking ceremony took place at the President's office at Sital Niwas and was attended by Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deva. The week-long Vivaha Panchami festival has ritually started in Janakpur from today. The festival is observed on the fifth day of Sukla Paksha in the Nepali month of Mangshir as per the lunar calendar. Vivaha Panchami celebrates the divine marriage of Lord Ram and Sita, symbolizing love, virtue and unity. The festival honors Devi Sita's birthplace and includes rituals, processions and performances, attracting devotees from various religious backgrounds. The president of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rabi Lamichhani, is being questioned today at District Government Attorney Office, Kathmandu, in connection with the charges of cooperative fraud. President of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Lamichhani, who was brought to Kathmandu from Pokhara, was also questioned at the District Attorney's Office on Friday. Therefore, after President Lamichhani's statement is taken, police are preparing to send him back to Pokhara. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Israeli forces killed at least 40 Palestinians in a single airstrike on the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza, as the death toll from Israel's attacks on Saturday reached at least 100 people. According to Al Jazeera, a Hamas delegation in Cairo, where efforts to reach a ceasefire agreement in Gaza have resumed. This follows the continued holding of a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. Since the start of the conflict, Israel's attacks on Gaza have claimed the lives of at least 44,382 Palestinians. In Lebanon, the death toll stands at least 3,961. Syrian government forces have pulled out of Aleppo as rebels launch an offensive against President of Syria, Bashar al-Assad's regime. The BBC reports that rebel groups have reportedly seized large parts of the city, Syria's second largest, prompting the military to promise a counterattack. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, ever since the fighting began on Wednesday, over 300 people, including at least 20 civilians, have been killed. President of Syria, Assad, pledged to protect Syria's stability, saying that with support from his allies, the country could defeat the rebels. While a ceasefire was reached in 2020, fighting has continued, particularly in the northwest part of the country. A low-level cyclone that smashed into India's southern coastline killed at least 3 people. However, according to local officials, the low-level cyclone did not cause any other widespread damage. According to Agence France-Presse, Cyclone Fengal made landfall late Saturday with sustained winds of 70 to 80 kilometers per hour. Tamil Nadu's State Disaster Management Minister informed that 3 people were electrocuted as a result of the storm in Chennai, but damages from the cyclone was otherwise minimal. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kosi and Madhes province, along with the hilly regions of Gandaki and Karnali province today. Likewise, the weather will remain mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki and Karnali province. At present, there is partial influence of westerly wind. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Local level by-election underway. Voting continues peacefully in 32 districts for 41 vacant government positions. World AIDS Day being marked today by organizing various awareness programs. World Health Organization calls for urgent focus on reaching all affected by HIV to end AIDS. And Israeli military attack kills 40 people in Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, do visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.